listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. President Trump confirmed Sunday that nuclear submarines are near Russia. It comes after remarks from former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. With me, CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. Jeff, I'm curious, is it unusual for a president or even military leaders to announce a move like this?
Yeah, it's pretty unusual, Megan, to say the least. In fact, I think it's maybe the first time I can recall a president using social media to talk about issues which are at least close to some kind of nuclear escalation. Though I want to quickly add, I think this is escalation rhetorically and not escalation necessarily in terms of military forces being significantly changed in their posture or actual military moves.
Can you give us some of the nuance of these submarines? You know, the president has said they're nuclear submarines, but a lot of them are nuclear driven. Whether or not they have nuclear warheads is another matter. Is that correct?
That's right. I mean, that's why it's a little unclear what the president, frankly, is talking about here, because he talks about repositioning of nuclear submarines. You're right. We have two types. We have a nuclear attack submarines, Virginia class, which are anti-ship, though they can launch cruise missiles, but those are non-nuclear. And then we have so-called boomers, Ohio class nuclear-powered submarines. They carry 24 Trident ballistic missiles, and those have a range of about 4,600 miles. Now, at any given moment, there's 8 to 10 Ohio-class submarines that are deployed on patrol around the world, and those, because of the range of that missile, many, if not all of them, are in position all the time where they can strike targets in the Russian Federation. So it's a little unclear what type of submarine he was talking about and whether this repositioning he threatened really means very much in terms of overall military capability or threat.
What are the real risks here?
Well, the real risks, of course, are you get into a tit-for-tat, back and forth, and you know, and then you move into some line of escalation. Now, it looks like the Russians, frankly, aren't taking this very seriously, and I don't think there's a grave concern that they have. I mean, on the one hand, they're responding to what they think was an ultimatum by Mr. Trump about going to ceasefire, negotiating about the war in Ukraine, or he would impose sanctions on them directly and secondary sanctions on countries that trade with Russia if, in fact, they don't do that. And that elicited this response by Mr. Medvedev, who's a former president from 2008 and 2012, but he was, frankly, a placeholder for Putin, who couldn't run for re-election at that time. Though it's unlikely he would make these statements absent support by Putin, he's kind of been the Russian attack dog in making very provocative statements. And he said in response to Mr. Trump's ultimatum to remind him, of course, of Russia's nuclear capability, which then returned to Mr. Trump's response. Since then, the Russians really haven't said anything to escalate this game, albeit rhetorically. Though I did notice that in the last day or so, they did make the formal announcement of moving nuclear weapons to Belarus, and the particular type of weapon, an Oreshnik intermediate ballistic missile. But they had been talking about that for quite some period of time.
All right. That is CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Megan.